Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of our podcast, Stirring the Pot. I'm your co-host, Stephanie Medina, Communications Manager at Flagship Culinary Services.
And I'm Adam Weiner, also at Flagship Culinary Services. I'm the Director of Training and Development.
Awesome. Well, we're here, number 2. In our first episode, we talked about hospitality as it relates to customer service. And so I was thinking we could talk about hospitality as it relates to internally and how we treat one another.
Well, Stephanie, you know what? I think I'd rather talk about the weather.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because yesterday I was walking across the campus at Menlo Park, and I complimented one of the gardeners how great everything looked. And he went back to me and he said, you know, it's a beautiful day outside. Everybody should enjoy it. It's so beautiful. And I thought, you know, as strangers, we will talk about the weather to each other. We will tell everybody it's a great day, it's beautiful outside. But when we work with people, we sometimes forget to tell them about the great things that they're doing. We forget to compliment them. We forget to tell them, oh my gosh, thanks for making all the chocolate chip cookies. I really appreciate it. We forget to say this paella was excellent. We forget to say, thank you for helping clean up yesterday. You know, I appreciate that extra effort. We all got out of here on time because of your hard work. We forget to say those sort of things. We'll compliment people on the weather.
Okay.
But we won't compliment them on what they've done to make our lives a little bit better, a little bit easier.
So internal hospitality. You got me there. All right. Okay.
Internal hospitality. You know, we work on treating our guests very well.
Yes.
We work very hard at that. And we're really good at treating our guests very well. But we've got to be equally good as treating as others as well.
Agreed. Yes, absolutely. And I think that we do a really good job of that here. But you do bring up a good point about we move so fast, and sometimes just, you know, using your analogy, stopping to smell the roses a little bit, stopping to compliment someone would really goes a long way.
Well, you know, where I came up with this was a while back I was at a lecture, and the person speaking said, who in the room is proud of their kids? And every single hand, of course, goes up in the room. And they says, okay, put your hands down. He says, now, who in the room has told their kids in the last 6 months or year that you are proud of them? And you look around the room, there's only about 3 or 4 hands that went up. And his point was that we are so busy finding the bad things and telling people about the bad things that we forget to tell them about the great stuff. One of the phrases that I really rather not here is we're going to hold somebody accountable. If that's really necessary, okay, but I'd rather take that extra effort to find something that I can praise about everybody. I'd rather be walk up to somebody and say, thank you very much for this, or I really appreciate that, or something of that nature than I'm worried about, you know, are they, you know, going to be held accountable to me?
I love that. And, you know, that reminds me of actually something that happened to me personally recently where my boss just stopped to kind of go out of her way to compliment on a job well done and something that had been presented internally that kind of made it up the ladder and might change the course of, you know, how we do marketing and planning in the future for the company. And I was kind of having a ho-hum day until I got that call from her. And after hearing that, it made me feel great. I had a little pep in my step and, you know, just that small comment, that small gesture to say, hey, great job on this. It changed my course of my day for sure.
You know, I don't think anybody seriously is going to say sometimes, I get too many compliments at work.
True.
We need to look for those moments, and they're there, right, when we could say to somebody, thank you very much, that was great. If the chocolate chip cookie, as I said earlier, is really good, say something. If today I went off to one of the cafes, and the paella was just amazing. And even though they're in the middle of service, I went over to the side of the line and just yelled out to everybody, this was amazing. Your paella was amazing. And I listed off several of the other dishes that were incredible. I said, thank you so much for making this for me. I really, really appreciate it. And you could just see the smiles and that everybody looked, and somebody went back to take the moment and say, this was great. And it's not difficult to do. It doesn't take very long. Of course, it's free. Yeah. And I think this, we all need to do it more because, you know, we need to take care of each other. We do. We're Flagship. We all work together. And we need to take care of each other as well as we need to take care of our guests.
That's true. And in preparation for this topic that I knew we were going to talk about, I actually today made a conscious effort to go to a colleague today and give them a compliment on a job well done. And it was wonderful not only seeing their reaction, but it also made me feel really great to know that I had lifted them up in some way. And so, we're always talking about the guests and how we want to treat them above and beyond. But I do think it's really important not to forget to treat each other just the same.
So I think probably should wrap this up with a little challenge. And so if you're listening to this, over the next 5 days, start with just one thing a day that you could say to somebody, thank you very much for, or congratulations on, or this was really great, and just do one a day and see what happens. So the other fun, this kind of a side of it, is that I've noticed that the more compliments I start giving other people, maybe it's a little self-serving, but the more compliments I start getting back. So let's see if you do five in the next 5 days, if you get five back.
Challenge accepted. All right, everyone. Well, that wraps up episode 2. Thanks so much for listening. We will see you next time.